The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, made it through one of the most momentous weeks in American history, with much more to come. I was just thinking today how the world leadership, such as it is, we all understand, I think most all of you understand, that the world is run by a cartel, a group, globalists, elite, whatever you want to call them, and they have central banks. All but three countries in the world are manipulated by central banks, run by central banks, operated by central banks, because they're looked upon as corporations by the central banks. And the central bank controllers, i.e. those people who headquarter themselves in the City of London, which is not the City of London, it's a small 1 or 2 square mile area in the City of London that is completely sovereign. It's like a separate nation. In fact, it is. Those are the people who control the planet. But I was still thinking about the so-called leaders of these countries and what they're saying about the catastrophe that is unfolding here. I know Iranians' Ayatollah was laughing. Others are probably heartsick about it. Others are clearly mocking it. There's no doubt. The Chinese communists are in seventh heaven right now thinking that Biden is going to win. They love Joe Biden and his satanic, perverted, vile, hideous son who carries out Creeper Joe's orders and has for decades. This is the Biden crime family. Everybody with a brain knows it. This guy is no more worthy of being president than I won't go there, never mind. Okay, we have international, global, world communism. Don't forget it. Communism. Communocrats. Democrats. Rats. Communocrats. Politics in this country is now on life support. I think in many ways there are many Americans, tens upon tens of millions of Americans, who will never take politics here serious again after watching the blatant, the crude, the absolutely over-the-top vote fraud and criminality, federal felony criminality, that is going on even as we speak. I'm not talking about a few letter carriers. I'm talking about highest level communocrat plotting, scheming, sophisticatedly planning things for years. This just wasn't a one-off deal. No, this is ruthless. And I'm not saying I'm for or against Trump. And if this were going on and the Democrats were being victimized by such an outrageous, obvious, blatant vote fraud, I would say pretty much the same thing. This is not America. This is not how we do things here. We need to go back to single paper ballot, hand or thumb prints, and forget mail-in ballots. Trump was right when he warned about mail-in ballots. He was 100% right. Look at all the stories we have. People wheeling in load after load of ballots at 3 in the morning. 137,000 ballots found. I forget which state now. And every one of them was for Biden. I mean, see, that's not even clever. He should have split it 70-30 or something. Oh, no. 100% for Biden. So that proves another thing, that the controllers and the elite aren't always as smart and clever as we're supposed to think they are. Certainly their underlings aren't. Just a truly nauseating, despicable display of corruption. And with those lovely words of introduction, let's welcome back Madeline Gerwick, the light of the party. Hi there, kiddo.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh,
I just
okay.
did.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But I do want to encourage your listeners to believe that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And
oh, we're not at the end of the tunnel. Correct. And maybe I should have said that. I was saving it for later. There is ultimately the Supreme Court, but there are other things before we get to that point that may well play out and produce some results. Tell us your story.
Okay. Well, first of all, Mercury went direct on the day of the election. So that means it was stopped. So that's one reason why we didn't know who the winner was. It's one of the primary reasons. But of course, Mars is also at the point where it's stopping, and it will get to full stop on the 13th.
Well, Madeline, you're just saying something that makes a lot of sense, because there were a number of states that's just flat stopped counting, so
yep.
they could roll in their fake ballots later on at
those
night.
Those fake ballots.
They stopped.
Yeah.
So it fits hand in glove with what you're saying.
Yep.
It's very interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, just based on the fact that we had both Mars and Mercury retrograde, and we won't get to new territory for Mercury until November 19th, and we don't even get Mercury moving forward until the 14th, and even then it's essentially stopped.
Why is Mercury sitting on its butt? I don't understand. What's it sitting for? Why is it
stagnant? Imagine you had a planet that was, turning around in midair, turning around, direction in midair. It comes to a full stop from our perspective on Earth. And then it takes time for it to build up the momentum to be moving at a natural pace, you see. So and then it has to go forward. So it takes a few days for Mercury to be, making some progress. And then it has to go forward over the area that it just retraced. So when I say it gets to new territory on the 19th of November, that means it's getting into an area it hasn't been to previously before this retrograde started. So
for our listeners, a quick question, please.
Yeah.
Does Mercury, I know people are going to write to me, is she saying that Mercury actually stops its normal rotation and slowly starts to go the other direction? Or is this some metaphysical term that is used?
No, from our perspective on Earth, if we were looking at Mercury from here it looks as though it stops. And then it starts to move forward again, you see.
But it really doesn't.
Imagine you had a fast car passing a slow train. You see, at some point, as that fast car is passing the slow train, you remember you got two bodies in motion. The train looks like it's moving backwards, you see. And then at a certain point in the rotations, you see, it looks as though Mercury stops, and then from our perspective, it starts to move forward again, you see.
This is an astrological thing, not a physiological thing, then, all right?
Not in Mercury's world, but in our world.
I understand. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know how they say perception is everything, right? It's our perception. So that's the big piece that's going on there is that there's a lot of things stopped. Now, this is a very unusual month. I've never seen cycles like what we're about to have. It does look like there could be a Supreme Court case here. And it actually looks like the Supreme Court will vote in favor of the Constitution. So... And I don't know what that will mean in terms of, you know, an actual decision, because we don't know if they can separate out the false votes or not. We don't know how that part will be determined. You know, it is possible that the Supreme Court could decide to throw out the election. You know, it's kind of a weird inauguration chart. I've never seen an inauguration chart like that either.
You said there might not be an inauguration according to your astrological geopolitical analysis.
That's one of the possibilities. I mean, it's very explosive. I mean, it is very explosive. I've never seen a chart like that for an inauguration. It's Mars conjunct Uranus exactly. And
we've got almost 2.5 months until then, and an awful lot of things can happen in 2.5 months.
That's true. And it is possible, because that Mars Uranus conjunction is sextile to Trump's Mercury, that perhaps Trump is announcing something that's explosive. That's the best solution I can come up
announcing,
with.
Announcing, excuse me, okay, announcing when? What's your time frame? What
on
are you
inauguration
talking about?
Day, that he would make some announcement on inauguration day that would be explosive.
Boy, that would
now,
be showbiz.
I don't know
showbiz.
What that would be.
No, that would be.
I don't know what that would be, but, you know, that's a possibility.
Well, we'll be through the Supreme Court by that time, I would think.
Oh, before then, I think. Before then,
Yeah.
We do, unfortunately, have quite a bit of violent energy from around the 8th through the 9th of January, 8th of November through the 9th of January.
Now, 8th of November, 8th of November through the 9th, 2 months of very potentially violent energies, okay?
Yeah. So I don't know... You know, I'm thinking that there's a possibility, at least it looks like it, that they could call out the National Guard, or they could, you know, invoke the Insurrection Act.
They already have in many cities.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. And so that could stop a lot of it, you see. And that's my great hope anyways, because there is that energy to help stop it, which is Saturn in... Capricorn in the late degrees. So that part seems like, you know, they could decide to stop it. Now, the violence gets worse around the new moon, which is, depending on your time zone, is the 14th or 15th of this month. But before then, on the 12th, we have a very, very unusual set of cycles. This is Jupiter conjunct Pluto, and they're both conjunct Pallas Athena. Now, Pallas Athena is a goddess who started civilization. So everything that we kind of associate with civilization was started by her. So things like education and the legal system and healthcare and all that stuff, medicine and all that, was all put in place by Pallas Athena. And she was also a remarkably good warrior, fought in many battles. And just
remarkably good lawyer?
Warrior.
I was kidding. Okay, so her name is Pallas Athena.
Yes.
Pallas Athena.
Yeah, P-A-L-L-A-S, Athena.
P-A-L-L-A-S, not P-A-L-A-C-E.
Yep.
Pallas, right. P-A-L-L-A-S, got it.
P-A-L-L-A-S, yeah.
All right.
So all three of these conjunct at the exact minute in Capricorn on the 12th of November. And, of course, they're all square to Eris, the goddess of war and chaos. So it does kind of look like we're going to have civilization under attack. And I don't really know what to think in terms of what that might be. But I do think that there probably is a Supreme Court issue based on that set of cycles. And I had one of my more psychic clients call me and tell me she had a dream that the Supreme Court building was bombed with the justices in it. Now, I would not be surprised based on those cycles that that kind of thing is being planned or, you know, at least considered. But I also would expect that the military and whoever else would know about that and that they would hopefully be planning a counterattack to prevent it. So I don't think they're going to get away with something that severe. But this particular set of cycles, you see, I've been talking about this for a while, that Jupiter conjunct Pluto has been going on one way or another since last year. And this is the last time we have it. And it's the last time we'll have this cycle in Capricorn for 249 years. So it's a really big deal because this is the cycle that's associated with the beginning of democracy, the idea of freedom via the government. And it was the cycle that originally got us started down the path to the Declaration of Independence and down to the Constitution and all that. So to me, I still think we're in the process of reclaiming the Constitution. And that shows
up in
the...
All right, when you say... hold on. When you say reclaiming it, now that's, first of all, an admission that we've lost it or a good portion of it, which I think is
well,
quite clear.
Well, we did, didn't we?
Yes. No, I think it's quite clear.
Yeah.
When I look at that that feeble old pedophile pervert saying he's going to take our assault rifles, he couldn't give a damn less about the Constitution. He is not bound by it at all. And his vile, despicable, creepy, criminal son and him come out of the same eggshell, in my view. I think, yes, it's time that we either recover, honor, revere, and follow the Constitution, or we snap on the leg irons and start talking about Stalin, Lenin, Marx, and Ho Harris, who loves Karl Marx, in case you missed the story.
Right.
She does.
Right.
But we got problems here. So go on.
Yeah, definitely. So what happens right after this big conjunction is pretty quickly, a few days later, the sun sextiles that conjunction, suggesting that the Supreme Court is going to uphold something related to the Constitution, possibly also to Trump, because the sun can also represent Trump. It can represent the country or it can represent Trump, whoever's president. So,
well,
that
Madeline, let me ask you a quick question here.
Okay.
I follow what you're saying, and it's right in step with what you usually present in terms of astrological readings and the momentum of the heavenly bodies. If the Supreme Court were to stand up and do the right thing, in my view, at this point, the only right thing to do is to decertify the entire election.
Well, see, that is one of the possibilities. That's what I'm saying. I don't know enough about all the details to say whether they would decertify every state or only the ones in question. I don't know the answer to that. But I definitely think it's possible that they would decertify the election where there's been obvious fraud. Now, because that's
well,
really...
That would be Milwaukee, right? Wisconsin, Virginia?
Wisconsin, Michigan,
North Carolina,
Virginia.
Okay.
Well, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is the big one. And then Nevada, we've got to include Nevada. Clark County is so rotten, and we talked about that last night with Gary Holland. Those states could be disallowed. Then we don't have a complete election, and they have to revote. Fine, let them revote. Let's do it the right way, though. Forget this mail-in ballot stuff.
Right.
Unless you've got a doctor's letter.
Yeah, so maybe we're having an inauguration. I don't know, maybe. If we're having an inauguration, I mean, I have to say, you know, explosions could mean that there's large riots at the inauguration, or it could mean somebody's being assassinated.
I think you can count on the riot aspect of it without any doubt at all. If this is not completely resolved to the general satisfaction of the communists, they're going to go there, and they'll raise hell. They'll try and do anything they can.
Yeah.
So, no
exactly.
doubt. When we come back, I want to ask you about asteroids.
Asteroids. Okay.
We had another one come by the other day. One of them is now claimed to be quite large and is directly on an impact trajectory to hit us in, 2068 or something like that? Yeah, about 40 years. This is a big one. Not a little one, a big one. All right?
Wow.
Hold on a minute,
okay.
And Madeline and I will be right back. Okay, before we get to the asteroid thing, Corey Lewandowski was interviewed on Fox, which has done itself dirty with some of the things it did. They're in trouble.
They are in trouble.
Without Tucker Carlson, I think most people wouldn't even tune in to that that rat trap of an operation. We still need an honest-to-God news service that is going to at least pretend to be realistic. Fox, since Roger Ailes was removed, Fox has gone down. And they would have gotten rid of Tucker by now, but he pulled in almost 7 million viewers one night recently.
Wow.
And that's big money in advertising.
That
so
is, yeah.
They can't take a chance. Here's Corey Lewandowski. Let me just do this for about a minute and a half. It's important. Has to do with just the Philadelphia aspect of the crisis as it is right now. So let's see. Here we go.
Million Americans turn to their most trusted news source, Fox News, more than anywhere else.
Give that
up. Analysis you could count on and unmatched digital experience. America is watching Fox News. Stay with us
not
for
anymore.
Continued coverage.
All right, here we go.
Joining us now, Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Corey Lewandowski. Corey, good to have you with us tonight. We saw you out there with the bullhorn earlier today, and we just watched Aisha Hasni go through some of the complaints that are being made by the Trump campaign. You know, what is Tell me what you have that you think is crystal clear to you at this point.
Well, there's a couple important things here. Number one, we had a court order issued by the Commonwealth Court, which is the equivalent of the appellate court here in the state of Pennsylvania, which granted us rights yesterday to access and watch all of the counting which transpired. When I presented that order to the Board of Election Supervisor, he summarily dismissed it. When I presented it to the sheriff's office to enforce it, they refused here in the city of Philadelphia. And so then the elections officials basically told me that they would be willing to be held in contempt as opposed to adhering to the court order which was issued. They immediately appealed our ability to go in and monitor the ballots in accordance with the laws of the state of Pennsylvania. And the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania then stayed the lower court's ruling that prevented us from being within 6 feet of any of the ballots being processed. And the report that you just mentioned, your reporter just mentioned, that they've supposedly separating these ballots, which are supposed to be coming in after the deadline. Mm-hmm. Because we've had no access to these ballots whatsoever, the hall that we're trying to do this in is probably about 60,000 square feet. The ballots are being counted some 80 yards away, not 80 feet, 80 yards away. And so it is impossible to see what's transpiring. We've asked for open and honest transparency, and they've refused that.
Okay, I'll stop it there. Not 60 or 80 feet, 80 yards away in a 20,000 square foot building. So if Pennsylvania doesn't wear the crown for the most corrupt and rotten state in the union right now, I don't know who would. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, I was going to make a comment about Tucker is the only person that I hear anywhere that is bringing up all these important questions about our Constitution and so forth. And, you know, that's why people are watching him. He's the only one who brings up these topics.
Well, we try here, too. Don't forget.
Well, yes, but on the mainstream media.
at that level, he's it, as I said. There's no one else.
He's the only one. Yep, exactly. So anyways, what happens then? So the 12th looks like Supreme Court issue. Mm-hmm. The 13th is when Mars starts to go forward. That's when it stopped to move forward. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of violence associated with the very next day, the 14th and 15th, is the new moon, and that new moon looks fairly violent.
But you're talking all-inclusively of the next 2 months, basically.
Well, yes, but in particular, in that middle there, where there's apparently some kind of Supreme Court issue going on here.
Middle of where?
Middle of
where
November.
Is the middle? Okay,
middle of
so
November,
we're talking another week to 10 days.
Yes. Right. And then on the 17th, we get Mercury opposite Uranus, which is usually surprising news. And this Mercury is in Scorpio, so this is the detective Mercury, the guy who's uncovering the dirt, so to speak, getting to the bottom of things. So that happens on the 17th, you see. So surprising news. It's hard to know which way that would be, but my guess is something related to how the election is going to be handled from the Supreme Court, meaning, you know, there's whatever their decision is in terms of what gets thrown out. I mean, I don't know that you can separate out the illegal ballots from the legal ones, so, you know, they may just throw out those states. I don't know. But it's whatever it is. It's unexpected, surprising news. Now, the other thing I want to mention here is Trump is going to have a total solar eclipse on his sun. And it's very tight with his son. It's like 10 minutes or 12 minutes away from exact with his son. It's very, very tight, very close. And so that's a pretty important thing. Now, that particular eclipse is usually about something that is concerning intensely emotional experiences, particularly related to relationships or money. So, I don't know. You know, there's always a possibility that they could be attempting something with his family. That would be pretty terrible. But the eclipse itself is in his 10th house of his career, and the sun is actually the ruler of his physical body, his ascendant. So those areas would be more likely to be impacted than one of his family members. But because of the relationship possibility, there is something possible there. Now,
when you say family members, I want to go back to a minute and a half ago when you were talking about his son. You were not talking about his S-O-N. Talking
no,
about
it's
his S-U-N.
S-U-N.
Thank you.
his Gemini son, which, and it's kind of interesting because both Trump and Pence are Geminis. I find that kind of curious that they both ended up
twins
together.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So now, the secondary meaning of that particular eclipse is actually pretty good. It's related to calmness and rewards. Good fortune is standing before him. Mm-hmm. And so if the Supreme Court supports his legal challenges, that might be his eclipse event. The other cycles in that eclipse chart are supportive of Trump. So I don't know. We'll see what that brings about, but it's definitely a big deal. Big deal. So I think, you know, the middle of this month seems to be when there's just a lot of activity. And so I'm just kind of thinking that...
Activity. Geopolitical activity, geology activity, climate...
Well,
earthquakes,
astrology cycles that are peaking,
okay.
Which suggests that there's a lot of things happening in related to this election. And all these things you'll notice are very, very close together. You know, they're days apart. These cycles are all days apart. So it's like there's some little narration going on here. And it's all unfolding, you know, days apart. This happens and this happens and this happens, etc. So
screenplay.
It's very interesting.
It sounds like you are rather in awe of this. You've never seen it before. It's unique.
Well, I've certainly never seen Pallas Athena, Jupiter, and Pluto all conjunct to the minute ever.
No.
That's very, very unusual. And in Capricorn, I bet that's never happened.
Okay, here's a little bit on asteroids, and we'll ask you if you have any asteroid in your projections. 2068.
Okay.
I was right. It was 2068.
Okay.
Massive asteroid called APOPHIS, Apophis. I believe it's Apophis or Apophis. P-O-P-H, Apophis, on a path for Earth impact. 2068. Now, 66 million years ago, geez, there's that 6-6 again, huh? 66 million years ago, a 14-kilometer long Mount Everest-sized asteroid blasted a hole in the ground when, at the moment of impact, the top of it might have still towered more than a mile above the cruising altitude of a 747. This is how big it is.
Wow.
This is written by Peter Brannan in Ends of the World. He quotes, in its nearly instantaneous descent, now this is a mind stretcher, in its nearly instantaneous descent, it compressed the air below it, in between it and the Earth, going through the atmosphere, it compressed the air below it so violently that it briefly became several times hotter than the surface of the sun, S-U-N, hitting Earth with enough force equivalent to lift a mountain back up into space at escape velocity, releasing the equivalent 100 million megatons of TNT and creating a 20-mile deep, 110-mile hole and sterilizing the remaining 170 million square miles of the ancient continent of Pangaea, killing virtually every species on Earth and, oddly, paving the way for the emergence of the human species. Anyway, this is one guy. But this is a real asteroid that is going to pass by us in 2020-something. 2029. It's April, Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's interesting.
of 2029. Seriously, April 13th, 2029.
That's bizarre.
When the 300-meter-sized asteroid will become visible to the unaided eye as it passes within the belt of communications satellites orbiting the Earth. But it's not supposed to hit that time around, okay?
Right,
but
right.
It's coming back. So there you go.
Well,
now,
you
anything
know, by the time,
that you've seen?
By the time 2068 comes, remember that we're on track to for the Earth to ascend to fifth dimension. So, you know, maybe it would hit the third-dimensional Earth as a possibility. I don't know. But if you're in fifth dimension, I don't think you're going to notice it.
Probably not.
I think, and Kryon has told us, he says, do you think we went to all this trouble to save, you know, the planet and that we would allow the Earth to be destroyed? So, of course not.
Well, here's the deal, all right? If we, by the year 2068, haven't figured out that we should be putting a lot of energy into anti-asteroid defensive systems like rockets mm-hmm. in space ready to be blasted toward any incoming with thermonuclear weapons, et cetera, then we kind of deserve what we get. This is stupid. We've got a lot of time.
Yeah, that's right. And not only that, but, you know, there's so many better types of energy sources that we'll have by then, assuming we're not still in suppression mode.
Right.
So I think things will be a lot different.
But nothing you see coming up now, if all of you remember, and I've been talking about this in the last several months, there have been a lot of stories about 2, 3, 4 asteroids coming by. There
yeah.
have been several that have come within the outer orbit of some of our highest orbiting satellites, a couple of not huge ones, size of an automobile, et cetera. But there have been a lot more than usual.
Yeah, and there have been reports that the Cabal were potentially planning to use an asteroid as an attack, you know, a fake asteroid attack. And I don't know.
Rather than a fake ET attack.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And so see, you start getting these stories in about these things, right? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess we could have that. More fear-mongering, right?
Fear porn. Really, that's how they do it.
Yeah, fear porn. So, you know, they're really into it, you know? But anyway, I want to tell you a few other things here before we
Before we leave the asteroid thing here.
Oh, okay.
I've got to do this if I can keep saying this. Your disk is nearly full, it says. All right. There we go. All right. Now, I've got this up in headlines, and many of you have heard about this. Some of you have seen it in print, but I did get a copy of it, and I put a picture of Henry the K and his infamous quote about how fear will be used to control the planet. This is a short quote.
Well, they're certainly working on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he made this quote in the 70s. Today,
wow.
He said, Americans would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow,
yeah, I remember that.
They will be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Now, he said this in the 70s, all right?
Yep. I remember that. I remember that. He did say that back then, yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Go ahead.
So you can see that they have been planning this stuff a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things I want to mention here that's very unusual is that as Mars is moving forward on November 13th, Saturn is actually conjuncting the USA Pluto. So this is this happens once every 29 years, basically, as Saturn takes 29 years to go around the zodiac. But it's kind of interesting that it's happening now, and this is a particularly strong time for this cycle to be occurring, which is about transforming structures. Or, you know, I sometimes refer to it as structural transformation. So I don't know how this is going to play, but I'm guessing it has something to do with our election. And, you know, there have been these funny rumors about some kind of quantum, I don't know, voting system. And perhaps if they do declare the election to be void in certain states or the whole thing, I can't imagine they would declare the whole thing to be void. But perhaps they would then use this theoretically unable to be cheated quantum voting system for these places that have to re-vote. So I don't know, but I just think it's fascinating that that would happen right as Mars is moving forward on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's within 30 minutes of exactly conjunct the USA Pluto on the 13th.
Mm.
So it's very interesting. So there's a lot of evidence here that we're going to have some major changes to the structures in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I want to mention here before we run out of time is
I got 5 minutes.
Okay, good. Beginning November 22nd, we start getting a cycle that's associated with unexpected expenses. So it can also be associated with unexpected love, too. I just want
love and money, they do have a mutual
together,
admiration,
right?
Society, don't they?
Right. So I just want to mention that Venus is square to Saturn right before this happens, which typically means that there's less money available. And this is kind of right before Thanksgiving. And it lasts till, I think, the 25th, the day before. And
well, you know what? In December, the Fed is no longer going to even print paper currency. They're stopping.
Oh, my God.
Didn't
That's
know?
Bizarre.
No, they're getting ready with their digital. Their digital dollars are coming next year, or whatever they're going to call them. But they're no longer printing. And why are they no longer printing paper currency?
They can control
because of
it.
That evil coronavirus.
Right. As though we've never had diseases in all this time. Yeah, totally
no.
Stupid. But anyways, I was just wanting to let people know that, you know, they might need to set aside some extra money for the end of the month, because hopefully most people will be able to have Thanksgiving. I know some places are pretty limited. You know, this usually means there's unexpected expenses, which might just be Thanksgiving, but it's coming right at a time when there's less money.
Hmm.
So I just want to give people a little heads up on that so they can set some money aside for that. And then I also want to talk about the lunar eclipse,
right,
which is
go,
going
go
to be
buy your
on...
Thanksgiving, buy your Thanksgiving meal now and put it in the freezer.
Right, there you go.
If you can.
Yep, exactly. Get as much as you can early. So now the lunar eclipse on November 30th is actually already in orb, you know, because an eclipse event can occur up to 30 days before to 30 days after the actual eclipse. So this has been in what we call orb or range since October 30th. And this one's happening at 8 degrees Gemini, 38 minutes on November 30th. And it has the same basic meaning as the one I talked about with Trump about an intensely emotional experiences related to money or anger, relationships, frustration, that sort of thing. A sense of fatedness is possible. So if somebody does have this impacting them, it's best to allow the issues to settle down before taking action and do your best to avoid rash actions. And the secondary meaning of that is related to creating a strategy before seeking what you want. Don't rush forward without a plan. You have what you need to get what you want. So be smart and make a plan first. Now, that particular eclipse is conjunct the USA Uranus within one quarter of a degree. So that's pretty bizarre. Uranus is the planet associated with freedom, unexpected changes, foreigners, aliens, radical ideas, things like that. And particularly, it's highlighted in the U.S. chart because, of course, this is the country founded on the concept of freedom. And so this eclipse is highlighting the country's reputation and how it's seen by other countries in the rest of the world. And in this particular chart, the finances of the U.S. are highlighted. So it looks like there are entrenched issues between leaders and rioters. And I don't know if the Insurrection Act hasn't been invoked by then or if the National Guard isn't out. I think it's likely to be out by then. Now, one of the big things there is trying to maintain civilization, law, and order. And at the moment, Saturn is still in Capricorn, where it's in rulership and strong as the sheriff, so to speak. But it's going to move into Aquarius on December 16th, I think, or 17th, right in there. So we only have a short time to stop all the violence and get things in Ordnung, as they say in Germany.
I'd like to think there was a way to somehow heal this massive schism in the country. There's not.
It is so polarized now. All you have to do is get the truth out.
Yeah, well, how do you do that when you have no access to the mainstream media, which is controlled by six corporations who are all on the same page and who control, if not own outright, 96% of the total media potential in the society?
Well,
how do you do that?
Next year is when the media are up for disciplining. I'm just saying, in the USA chart, Pluto's going to be opposite the USA Mercury, and the media will undergo transformation.
Well, the media needs to be regulated like it used to be before Clinton, Bill, deregulated it.
Yep.
It's called antitrust and the rest of it. We have a lot of farmers who listen to the program. They work in agriculture. Anything that you've seen which would indicate harvest potential for fall crops, spring crops, anything like that, weather stability?
I haven't looked at any. You know, cold winter, Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, and they're going to conjunct on December 21st, which actually happens to be the first day of winter. but a cold winter. I haven't looked beyond December for weather patterns, but you know it's fairly wintry in certain places already, right. And you know we're starting to get cold here, so it's probably going to be cold. Yeah,
get those long johns out.
Right. yeah, I want to encourage people to realize that the Supreme Court will uphold the Constitution.
That's music to the ears of a lot of people listening. We have this magnificent document, and if we turn our back on it now, that'll pretty much be the end. We've got to uphold it at all costs, and I mean
absolutely
blood on the streets cost, it doesn't matter. We either have a constitution or we don't. There's no
absolutely
middle ground.
I agree. Right. It has to be upheld. And that really is the whole point of this year. And that is the whole point of that Jupiter-Pluto conjunction that we're having on the 12th. With Pallas Athena, the one mm-hmm goddess who started civilization.
All right, Pallas Athena.
Big.
Athena.
Yeah, Pallas Athena, yep.
Sounds like a hooker to me. All right, Madeline, thank you for being
right
here and sharing all that, as always. Talk to you soon.
All right, yep.
Okay.
Be safe.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, PolarisBusinessGuides.com. If you'd like a special session with Madeline, you can call her and arrange that. She'd be happy to help you. Back in a minute with hour number 2.